The president, the firing, and the investigation.
There is no collusion between me and my campaign and the Russians.
Attorney General pushes tough sentences.
It's designed to send more people to prison for longer stretches.
New findings in a third grader's suicide.
They're getting bullied and being disrespected, and it should stop.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has changed the narrative of the firing of FBI Director James Comey. Details shifting, new elements emerging as questions now engulf the Bureau's Russia investigation. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
White House officials repeatedly insisted this week the president acted on the recommendation of the Deputy Attorney General. But President Trump told NBC News,
regardless of recommendation, I was going to fire Comey.
And why?
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander.
The president says what he calls this Russia thing was on his mind when he decided to fire Comey. But he insists the director told him over dinner and twice on the phone that he was not personally under investigation. Mr. Trump described that dinner with Comey, which took place here days after he took office.
He wanted to stay on as the FBI head, and I said, I'll consider. We'll see what happens.
A source close to Comey says Mr. Trump at that dinner more than once asked the FBI director to pledge to him his loyalty. Comey said he can only promise his honesty. A White House spokeswoman says she doesn't believe that account is accurate, that Mr. Trump would never do a thing like that. Steve.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has sent a memo to federal prosecutors urging the most serious charges possible be brought against most suspects. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, the Obama administration had placed a lower priority on lower-level nonviolent suspects, preferring to devote most resources to the worst offenders. Now, says CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen,
it will increase the number of federal inmates in a system already straining at the budget because of the cost of housing sick and elderly prisoners, and it surely will receive pushback from some federal judges during sentencing.
Sessions says he just wants just and consistent results in federal cases, but critics say the results will be unduly harsh sentences for low-level criminals.
Well, without offering proof, President Trump has claimed millions of people voted illegally in last fall's election. Now he's signed an executive order that creates a commission to look into it. CBS News political analyst Leonard Steinhorn.
The conclusion has to be that they believe there's a problem. The president wants to be confirmed in his view that he would have won the popular vote had there not been millions of people voting illegally. Whether the commission will stick to the facts or pursue politics, that's the big question here.
A new trade deal will send American beef to China for the first time in more than a decade, liquefied natural gas, too. In exchange, China will send over cooked poultry. In Cincinnati, it took almost 4 months, but a mother has finally learned what may have prompted her 8-year-old son's suicide. CBS's Jamie Yukas says video that's emerged shows a troubling incident just days before.
A homicide detective said the surveillance video captured bullying and could even rise to the level of criminal assault.
She's devastated.
Jennifer Branch is representing Gabriel's mom. She says the video shows a student slam him against a bathroom wall. But her client was told by the school only that her son had fainted.
If the school had told mom that your son was assaulted, your son had lost consciousness for over 7 minutes, she would have immediately taken him to the hospital.
Cincinnati Public Schools said, while we are concerned about the length of time that Gabriel lay motionless, school administrators followed protocol by calling the school nurse and say they asked his mother to pick him up and take him to the hospital to be checked out.
For teenagers, drinking alcohol is often a dangerous rite of passage. A new federal report looks at that.
About 1 in 3 teenagers admit to drinking, and most say they binge drink.
Certainly reason to be concerned that young people who are starting to drink at an early age like this may continue to drink at very high levels and put themselves at greater risk of a whole host of problems, both in the short term and long term.
The CDC's Robert Brewer tells me it's not just teenage boys.
Sadly, girls are drinking at close to the same rate as boys are.
He says most teens have other people buy the booze, either siblings or friends, and in some cases, even parents. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
People from the nation's midsection to Virginia are dealing this morning with damage from severe weather. Chuck Tull says a tornado just missed his home in Edgewood, Texas.
Got up and looked out the window and trees were shaking back and forth. It was very loud. It sounded like if everyone describes like a freight train.
Chrysler's just revealed it's recalling 1 million pickup trucks. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert tells us the problem is a software issue that could make passengers more vulnerable in a crash.
The jolt to the bottom of the truck can disable certain safety features, including side airbags and seatbelt pretensioners, which protect occupants in a crash. One death and two injuries have been connected to this issue. Certain 2013 through 16 Ram pickups are affected.
2 days after prosecutors said they couldn't make a case, a judge in Philadelphia has ordered criminal charges against the engineer of an Amtrak train that derailed 2 years ago. 8 people were killed, 200 hurt. Air travelers could face some obstacles in Los Angeles. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the airport.
Starting today and continuing into next week, more than a dozen airlines are changing terminals here at LAX. It's being described as the largest relocation of airlines in American aviation history. Departing passengers are being advised to arrive early. Arriving passengers are being warned there could be delays. LAX is the second busiest airport in the U.S., and the fourth busiest in the world.
In the ocean off Southern California, the issue is sharks. CBS's Carter Evans says 15 great whites have been spotted, forcing some people out of the water.
Many of the sharks appear to be juvenile great whites, 6 to 8 feet long and about a year old. There have been an unusual number of sightings this year.
Shark populations are increasing.
Marine biologist Chris Lowe runs the shark lab at Cal State Long Beach.
The reason why I think we're seeing more sharks is because we've protected them. They've been protected in U.S. waters since 2005. The other thing is there's lots of food.
Lowe says sharks are just not interested in eating humans. Instead, he believes the young babies are hugging the coastline to hunt for food in a safe place.
For the second time in less than a month, a passenger on a United jet spotted a scorpion. This was on a Houston flight to Ecuador yesterday. Departure was delayed by more than 3 hours. The passenger was not stung. Love candy, but worried about sugar and calories? The CBS's Jim Shenevy says makers of those treats are taking some new steps.
Some major chocolate and candy companies have joined together in a pledge to reduce calories in the products they sell in the U.S. Mars, Nestle, Wrigley, and Lindt say they're committed to reducing calories on at least half of their individually wrapped items to no more than 200 calories. That could affect some popular candies ranging from M&Ms to Butterfinger bars. Nestle says it has developed technology that should allow it to reduce sugar content by up to 40% without affecting taste. Customers, of course, will be the ultimate judges. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, candy and a lot of other things had to go from the diet of a couple getting married tomorrow in Syracuse, New York. Ronnie Brewer and Andrea Masella lost a combined 578 pounds. She met him when his weight loss story got traction on social media. That's The Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.